the cost, not only to Israel and to the Middle East, and of course, especially to the Palestinians, is profound, but Netanyahu has done more damage to the United States than just about any person on this planet. And he's done it repeatedly because his idea has been engage the U.S. military in Israel's wars so that Israel doesn't have to face up to the basic fact that there should be a state of Palestine alongside the state of Israel. So Netanyahu, as we've come to understand better and better looking back at it, was the chief promoter of the disastrous war in Iraq. And we paid the price, we Americans, trillions of dollars. And he still gets away with it because that's the Israel lobby. It's enough. So this is the main reflection that I found in the Middle East in the past week. But it's what I've been seeing at the UN and through travels all over the Middle East for years, but especially in recent months, that the way to peace is absolutely clear. It's there's not even a debate about it, an argument about it in almost all the world. It's just hidden from view from Americans who don't really understand the full price that we're paying to back Netanyahu's madness and cruelty, and because we're not told that the Arab nations have laid out a perfectly sensible path to peace with security for Israel and based on international law. And it's just waiting for the United States to stop vetoing it.